All right, let's crank up this group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Denise.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there. Hey, Denise. Hey, thanks, first of all, for allowing us to give you a chat. So will you kind of walk us through what's going on with you?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm in my head or not, to be quite honest, but basically what happens is my husband's mom, so my mother-in-law, she used to always have me over to her house to decorate Christmas cookies around this time of year. And, you know, my sister-in-law, so my husband's sister is there also. It's like time for the girls kind of vibe, you know. We would do it. We would have fun and everything. This year, I just saw that they got together without me, though.
Oh.
And I first of all, I'm a little hurt. A lot hurt, actually, because, you know, it's been a 5-year tradition, and it's like nobody really called me to tell me about it. I heard about it after the fact. And so I don't know what happened. I don't know if I, like, did something to offend them or if I should say something. Like, I have no idea.
You know, I absolutely completely understand how you feel. You kind of think that, well, kids are going to feel bad if they get left out of, like, birthday parties and stuff. But adults get their feelings hurt, too, being left out of, especially something that you guys have done together, like, every year for 5 years. It seems odd that this year they just didn't give you the memo. Has your relationship changed at all during the year? Or you guys still feel like everything's still on?
From my perspective, nothing has changed.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so you said that you haven't talked to them about how that made you feel yet, right?
I haven't yet, because it just happened, and to be honest, it took me a moment to process it.
Have you talked to your husband about it? I'm sure.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, what's your husband's
thought? Don't read into it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, he. No offense, but like he answers like a dude, and I'm like, no, but you don't understand.
Listen, I resemble that comment, you know. all right, well, Denise, I can understand that can be, especially if you felt like you had a dynamic with like your sister-in-law and your mother-in-law and everything, and then all of a sudden. You're on the outside looking in.
And it's something you look forward to every year.
Can I ask, are you a good cook or are you terrible?
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You have to answer that.
I was going to say, they're like the sugar cookies. Like, it's not even, if you're a bad cook, they still taste great.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Okay.
True.
All right.
Even I can do it, Ben.
No, Kelly, no, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Listen, Denise, Kelly's idea of baking sugar cookies is literally taking it from the tube and cutting them and setting them on a sheet.
What? They turn out perfect every time.
Okay.
Yeah. I get that.
Thank you.
I get it, Kelly.
She gets it.
All right. Denise, no. I understand you're a little bit upset and hurt, and your husband doesn't seem to be providing anything. And it's like you just need the words to kind of say to your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law.
Yeah, how do we bring it up? How do we address it without making them feel like you're accusing them of leaving you out intentionally?
I was going to say, because I think we all agree that you should say something to them, but it's just like, how do we do it without it being super awkward and feelings getting hurt,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right.
The question is not like if I should say something or not. I know I need to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
otherwise it's going to eat you alive and you're going to wonder. And then it's like, well, how do you prevent that from happening next year?
Totally. Yeah.
All right. Well, Denise, we've already got some people texting in. And hopefully, you know, we can at least give you a little bit of direction and you can have a great holiday. I mean, that's really spending time with your family and friends and all that stuff.
That's what it's all about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, no worries.
Elizabeth has a really good way to bring it up on Facebook. She says, I would say, so are we not going to do the cookies again this year? And see what they say.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's kind
like
of
just pretend like you didn't know what happened.
That's like a little passive aggressive.
A little.
But
that's only if, like, I'm assuming she saw it on social media. If she didn't react and they can't tell she saw it,
yeah,
maybe that would work and see what they say. That would send the message that you want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. Maybe you've got some experience with this. How did you get over it? How do you... It's about having those awkward conversations with relatives, right?
Yeah, I got a text. We need to know how she found out and about them already doing it.
Okay, well, maybe... Are you? No, she's off the phone.
Yeah, we didn't ask that.
All right, well, yeah, 502-795-1997. This is group therapy. Both sides of this group therapy on 99.7 EJX. We just got off the phone with Denise, who felt a little hurt that her tradition of, you know, holiday cookie baking with mother-in-law and sister-in-law for 5 years just kind of evaporated without her knowing.
Yeah, she's just kind of wondering, like, why was I left out? Was it intentional? Did I do something? Yeah. How do I bring it up? Because and she, it kind of hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, she realizes she does have to bring it up. Yeah, she just wants to know how to do it in a way that isn't, like, accusatory or, like, really...
Comes off aggressive.
Yeah, it comes off aggressive. You know, there are some... Amy says, hey, maybe they just assumed you were coming. Yeah, but
how
they
could have.
Yeah, but assuming they're in town, couldn't they just say, hey, we're baking cookies today.
Yeah, want to come over?
Yeah, why don't you come up? We thought you'd be here.
Yeah.
Lisa, we always do it the Saturday after Thanksgiving or whatever. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Lisa says maybe the mom and daughter needed some time together. One of them could be going through something they didn't want to share with the family. But I would say, hey, I noticed you guys did the cookies already. Have I done something to upset anyone? Because that wasn't my intent. Would love to apologize for whatever. Really love doing that.
Carol Ann was like, yeah, she wasn't invited because she wasn't wanted there.
Ooh.
I think she should find a way to let it go. You shouldn't go want to do something where you're not wanted.
All right.
That is a little bit more of an aggressive approach.
It is. I think that could also harbor some resentment that can grow, which may not be healthy.
No.
You know, Katie says, I would let them know it hurt your feelings. Doesn't have to be a nasty call out. Like, hey, I really enjoy that tradition. Kind of made me hurt, you know, to see you guys already did it. Is there a reason why I missed out? Did you just, like, forget? It could be as simple as, oh, my gosh, we forgot to tell her.
You know, I mean, when you're... a mature adult and you give us valid sort of responses like that, that really cuts the pettiness down.
You like to live in the petty lane?
Sometimes it's just a little bit more dramatic and fun.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Katie, that's a great suggestion, actually. Just, you know,
express how much you love doing it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, man, you guys already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah, or bring over some more ingredients and just say, hey, let's do it again.
Round two
cookie making. Let's go.
Never have too many cookies.
Right. All right.
For sure.
All right. Well, hey.
Mama Shark says she thinks she should just straight up ask, you know, why she got left out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there was kind of another suggestion. Elizabeth is kind of take the route of pretend like you didn't know it already happened and just be like, hey, what are we doing cookies?
Right.
See what they say.
Right. Yeah. A couple great suggestions there, but definitely some ways to move forward from this. So good luck, Denise. Keep us posted and send some cookies our way. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.